From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Lawmakers in Iraq have unanimously approved a new government to be headed by incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The vote ends 9 months of political stalemates and negotiations after an inconclusive parliamentary election back in March. Parliament has also approved a majority of the cabinet ministers for the new government. The Senate is moving closer to approval of a new arms control treaty with Russia. Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts says the numbers seem to shift after yesterday's closed-door session to consider the national security implications of the pact.
It was helpful. I think it was instructive to everybody and hopefully provided some facts and some insights that people needed that may be able to help them on the treaty.
After that session, Kerry's Republican colleague from Massachusetts, Scott Brown, announced he would support the treaty. Two other GOP senators say they are now leaning toward supporting it. Thousands of air travelers remain stranded across Europe as airports struggle to cope with heavy snow there. At London's Heathrow Airport, Jim Jameson says passengers are not being told what's happening, and that's more frustrating than the weather.
That board over there says that flight's cancelled to Germany, and the place you can check up here is closed. There's nobody there. So it's just a lack of information.
In Germany, Frankfurt's airport has suspended flights, forcing cancellation of hundreds of flights into and out of that airport today. Heavy snow is expected across the Rocky Mountain states today. Stacy Stegman is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The biggest problem we've seen is either semis that aren't chained up and they've been sliding off the road, or just general vehicles. I think people going a little bit too fast for conditions, and then when you see one person start to lose control, it kind of spirals.
And in California, flood warnings have been posted across much of the southern and central parts of that state, where more heavy rain is forecast today. Toyota is paying more than $32 million in new fines to settle an investigation into its handling of two big safety recalls. NPR's Paul Brown reports those fines come on top of earlier penalties in a related investigation.
The world's biggest car maker is paying a total of $48.8 million to settle investigations into unintended acceleration and steering rods that could break. Investigations link the acceleration problem to floor mats jamming gas pedals. Toyota says it has found no link to electronics. Toyota isn't admitting any violation of U.S. laws, but it still could be vulnerable to civil and criminal court actions and more federal investigations. As big as the fines are, they are still small compared to the size of Toyota's operations. A U.S. Toyota spokesman says the company is trying to put the safety and quality issues behind it and establish a new standard of responsiveness to customers. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Bond rating agency Moody's is warning Portugal it may lower the country's credit rating despite austerity moves there. This is NPR News. The Census Bureau releases the first data from its most recent count of the U.S. population today. Those numbers will be used for redrawing congressional districts, with states such as Texas expected to gain seats in the House, while others, including Ohio, lose some, reflecting shifts in the population over the past decade. Tim Story is with the National Conference of State Legislatures.
But Republicans find themselves in the best position for this redistricting cycle that they've been in since modern redistricting began in the 1960s.
The reason, Story says, is that Republicans have more control of state legislatures now following last month's national elections. The UN Security Council is extending the mandate of its peacekeeping force in Ivory Coast in defiance of the order that those troops leave by the country's incumbent leader. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkin reports he's refusing to step down, despite being declared the loser in the country's recent presidential election.
The UN Security Council is renewing its mission's assignment in Ivory Coast by 6 months, although incumbent Laurent Gbagbo says the UN peacekeepers are a meddlesome, partial force and must go. America's UN Ambassador Susan Rice says they're watching developments in Ivory Coast with increasing alarm.
The members of the Security Council warn all stakeholders that they will be held accountable for attacks against civilians and peacekeepers and will be brought to justice in accordance with international law and international humanitarian law.
Gbagbo's interior minister warns the UN soldiers will be considered a rebel force and treated as such if they remain in Ivory Coast. Ophelia Quist-Arkin, NPR News, Dakar.
For the fourth time since the new Broadway musical Spider-Man began preview performances, an actor has been injured. The performer fell about 30 feet while doing an aerial stunt yesterday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR